your mind, powered by SchwannCadillac.com. Normal or Nuts Friday. I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Hennett. It is not nuts, the view I'm having, but it is nuts if you don't show up this sometime this weekend. Absolutely beautiful weekend here in Washburn at the Lewis and Clark Interpretive Center. Nice big expansion going on. Free admission all weekend long. Sponsored by Great River Energy. They've got entertainment. Doors open at 9 o'clock on Saturday. Goes until 5. They've got food. The dedication ceremony of the event center is going to be at 10 a.m. Food, music. Don't forget about Fort Mandan. Also on Sunday from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m., once again, pretty much a great lineup. Bring your lawn chair, enjoy an afternoon, musical entertainment all weekend long. Absolutely an opportunity you don't want to miss here in North Dakota and in Washburn, Lewis and Clark Interpretive Center. Joining us now, Kevin Kierke, Interpretive Resource Manager. One of the new additions, the 9,000-foot addition onto the Interpretive Center here, the artwork is key for this. And tell us a little bit about the Vern Erickson exhibit.
You know, we have lots of different art in our collections. We have a portfolio of George Catlin from 1844. We have the Carl Bodmer Aquatints in our collection. But our newest addition is that of a North Dakota native, Vern Erickson. Former state employee, worked for North Dakota Department of Transportation, Game and Fish Department, State Historical Society. And on the side, during all of his career, he was an artist, a Western artist. And his abilities have graced our walls before. And now we have a permanent exhibit area called the Erickson Gallery here at the Interpretive Center. And right now we are opening an exhibit this weekend featuring his artwork.
Tell us a little bit about some of the exhibits. As you look, there's a pictorial. You can follow the story as you go through the artwork.
You can. You know, with Vern's, it's a lot of the images that we have on display are beginning with before Lewis and Clark and the natural environment, the native people that lived here. And it progresses through the coming of those explorers, Lewis and Clark and others. And it even comes around to early Bismarck history, you know, the things that connected Bismarck, the coming of the railroad and the army, and how that impacted the area. Also the transportation of information from Bismarck to other military posts in North Dakota on a stage line. All of those different scenes are depicted in this exhibit.
Kevin, talk about the interactive nature. I know this expansion has allowed you to bring in some new technology in the way that folks that maybe have previously been to the center are going to be treated to some new technology and some new ways to learn about Lewis and Clark.
Yeah, you know, we do. We've been open since 1997 here at the Lewis and Clark Interpretive Center, and after 15 years of the same static exhibits, we went through an entire renovation of our exhibit areas, and we have a brand new Lewis and Clark exhibit, a brand new gallery that's only been open for a couple of months about Prince Maximilian and Carl Bodmer, an agrarian heritage area that talks about farming in North Dakota, and interspersed with in all of those exhibit areas, we do have interactive displays. It may be something as simple as pushing a button and watching a video, but it also may be that you can research the different layers. You can go in to what's exhibited in an object, and learn a little bit more about the objects that are on display rather than just what it is, you know, how it functioned, what purpose it served. We also have one that's a searchable database of centennial farms in North Dakota. And North Dakota has a great agricultural heritage, and we have thousands of farms that have been in the same family for over 100 years. And we celebrate those centennial farms here at the Interpretive Center at a kiosk where you can look at the information about those farmers.
Tell us a little bit about the library that's going in. They're working on that right now. What's going to be highlighted in there?
You know, that's a wonderful addition to our expansion, and that is, or in our expansion, that is a research library. We have, in addition to great art, we also have a lot of very rare books, and this gives us a place that is accessible to our staff as well as the public where they can come and learn more about North Dakota history. Lewis and Clark, Maximilian, Theodore Roosevelt, and a wide variety of other books that will be in that research library in the forthcoming days.
Fascinating weekend of events happening tomorrow, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. The events take place, by the way, the dedication ceremony in the event center is at. And they have the Brothers Smoke Barbecue food truck out there, music from noon to 5, lots of fun. Sunday, they're doing it all over again, 9 to 5, and the barbecue food truck there, more music at Fort Mandan. So lots of fun. If you need any more details, you can go to fortmandan.com or you can call them at 701-462-8535. And kudos to Great River Energy. I mistakenly gave that credit to Basin Electric earlier, so a freebie for Basin. But Great River Energy deserves the credit for paying for everybody's admission this weekend, too, at the Lewis and Clark Fort Mandan Interpretive Center, Washburn, North Dakota. Thanks, Kevin. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Kevin Kirkey joining us today on the program, and we have the boss, David Borlaug, a little later on this hour, too, don't we, Stu?
Absolutely. David will be coming up right before 11 o'clock. We'll get him on before the top of the hour and run through the whole expansion project, a 9,000-square-foot addition, and it is going to be packed with family entertainment.
Think of the choices you have to take in this weekend. The opener of the waterfall season. You got NDSU football with the game day crew coming to town. You've got Lewis and Clark and what's happening there. You got Leith, if you want to go down to Leith, North Dakota, counter the free speech rights of these fringe supremacists. Well, you know, imagine what you can all take in. Here's the telephone number to let us know what's on your mind. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. A lot on Leith, North Dakota in our first hour, on the new policy of Kirkwood Mall to not allow guns, despite North Dakota being a right-to-carry state, as well as Starbucks doing the same. And of course, I promised, and I want to play this right now last hour because we just didn't get to it, to play you the comments of Heidi Heitkamp, because I want to ask whether this way of thinking, who's the normal and who's the nuts crowd in this debate over food stamps? The House has passed their version now that says $4 billion a year out of an $80 billion a year program needs to be trimmed in a program that has doubled in size since 2008. And this is what is prompted in the way of response from Senator Heidi Heitkamp. Listen to this.
This is not a proud day for the House of Representatives. Not only are they voting to kick nearly 4 million people off nutrition assistance, including children, seniors, veterans, and disabled Americans, but they have seriously jeopardized the passage of a long-term farm bill that would provide certainty to North Dakota farmers, ranchers, and low-income families. The Senate did its part to pass a comprehensive long-term and bipartisan farm bill, just as we have for the last 50 years, and I worked to make sure it included a number of provisions to help North Dakota. Sadly, the House is willing to throw it all away because they want to slash nutrition assistance programs that are the lifeline of so many North Dakota and American families. These supports are modest, averaging only $1.40 per person per meal. Let me say that again, $1.40 per person per meal. And 44% of North Dakotans who benefit from the program are children. But under the House proposal, at least 4 million low-income Americans, including many working North Dakotans, will be prevented from receiving support during a time when they need it most. Ironically, these programs helped keep 4 million Americans out of poverty last year. Just a few days ago, I met with North Dakota parents who benefited from the very nutrition assistance programs that the House wants to drastically cut.
Yeah.
We don't live in a country that rips food safety net programs out from underneath our children and the families who need them.
The rhetoric there is just unbelievable, isn't it?
If you're on these programs, you're in poverty. If you're on these programs, you're in poverty. These programs don't keep you out of poverty. Getting a job keeps you out of poverty. I'm all for a hand up, but not a hand out. And by the way, what do you do with $1.44 from a nutritional standpoint? Well, let's see, $1.44, that'll buy you pasta. That'll buy you stuff that makes you fat. It doesn't buy you healthy food. $1.44 does not buy you healthy food.
Here's what's really sad about this. And this predated Heidi Heitkamp. The Democrats have had a push to get food stamps into more people's hands. They've doubled the size of this program since 2008, and they've even taken away, the simple idea that if you need it, you ask for it. They just give it to you. So in other words, if you apply, say, Steve, you need heating assistance, and you apply for a dollar in heating assistance, you're automatically enrolled now in many states in the food stamp program. You didn't have to ask for it. That's why it's doubled in size. So what House Republicans did is say, okay, it's grown like crazy. It's up to $80 billion a year now. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to find $4 billion a year in savings. 5% in savings at a time when our country is broke, and then you're treated to that kind of rhetoric from Heidi Heitkamp about this drastic and ripping the food out of people's mouths. Who's normal? Who's nuts in this debate? We ask you, the fine listeners of this program. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Your say when we return on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's on Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
Start your journey to health and wellness today with Youngevity. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. You've heard the ads for Youngevity. You've heard the stories. I have, too. I've dug into this a little bit, and I tell you what, this company, this product really excites me. You talk to folks who work, and losing weight. Body's literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And then they found Youngevity. Products like Beyond Tangerine and Pollen Burst and Rebound. Start taking them and lose weight in a short period of time. Get results. So listen up, listeners. Go to flagfamily.com. Flagfamily.com. Youngevity, by the way, has hundreds and hundreds of products, but these three are very key to immediate success. You'll see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. So let's get started on a journey to better health and better wellness today. Flagfamily.com. Click the Youngevity link to find out more and get started. Flagfamily.com, Youngevity link.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, the evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Hi, this is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With the event-driven risks, such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, metals' value will skyrocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
We're Steve Bach, and this is Scott Hinnon. It's What's on Your Mind, Friday edition of the program. We're live today at the Lewis and Clark Interpretive Center in Washburn, North Dakota, newly expanded with 9,000 new feet of space and 175-seat event center, beautiful deck overlooking the Missouri River, free admission.
You want to see the view, Scott. It is
bring the family all weekend long. Food, musical entertainment going on at Fort Mandan, so a lot to take in.
And the keynote speaker tomorrow, the keynote speaker for the dedication ceremony at the event center tomorrow at 10 a.m. Doors open at 9 o'clock, of course, so get here a little early, bring your lawn chairs for the keynote. 10 a.m., the keynote speaker is going to be Attorney General Wayne Stengem.
Gene Taylor will join us at the bottom of the hour and talk a little bit about the impact of the ESPN Game Day crew descending on Fargo and the Bison Nation for the weekend events. In the meantime, back to your calls here. What's your take on who's right on this debate? Senator Heitkamp speaking certainly for President Obama and Senator Harry Reid and all the sky is falling crowd over these modest reductions. And obviously the House Republicans saying, boy, our country's broke. We got to find some reform somewhere. Who's right? Whose side are you on? Chad in Hertzfield, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I can't agree with Heidi at all. But we need responsible farm policy in this country here, responsible food policy here. You know, our farm bill and what we can pass probably has as great or greater impact on those populations across the world that live on $2 a day than it does in our country. We need to be sure that the farmers are not the faceplate for another social welfare program here.
You know, and the thing is, Chad, it used to be that the farm bill to pass needed the welfare programs for food. I don't think that's the case anymore. Let the farm bill stand on its own. Now the food nutrition programs need the farm bill to pass. It's a complete turnaround there, and I don't think they're happy about it. And she's not a fan of the Bakken Amendment. Chad, thanks for the phone call. Let's go to John in Grand Forks. What's on your mind today?
Hey. Hi, guys. Okay. Here's the liberals today. You know, if we had liberals when Christ fed the 5,000, here's what would have happened. That day they'd be demanding that he come back the next day and feed 10,000, and then they'd be asking him if he'd check the fish for mercury, and then they'd also be demanding why didn't he supply some celery and carrots along with the meal. That's how stupid these people are.
Well, again, I the sad part of it is, John, really, the stark reality is they want the dependency. I mean, the program's doubled since 2008. They remove the simple idea that, look, John, if you need it for your family, ask for it, right? Come tell us that you need it, why you need it. No. If you ask for some other kind of assistance, some other program, then you must need this, so here you go. They want you hooked on government programs. And so when the House Republicans come back and say, wait a minute here. Let's go back to some of the things we had before. For instance, if you're an adult between 18 and 50 and you don't have minor children, you know, they love the kids are not going to get fed. No. The change says if you're an adult without kids, 18 to 50, you find a job or you enroll in a work training program, then you get benefits. Does that make sense? Not according to Heidi Heitkamp. Because Heidi Heitkamp and Democrats want more people addicted to these programs because then they need them and then they vote with them. That's the sad reality here.
Oh, sure. Well, the problem is food stamps, welfare, whatever. There is, even Social Security disability. There is no incentive to try to move off of it. You know, if you try to earn a buck, they take a buck away. I mean, there's got to be a way to wean people off that.
John, appreciate the call. Another John waiting to weigh in Bismarck. What's on your mind at 800-228-0550? Go ahead, John.
Are you with me?
We are.
Okay, sorry. I'm outraged, too. Heidi says the Republicans are evil on this. Well, then she must think Bill Clinton be evil, because Bill Clinton signed the very laws in that Obama's ignoring right now, that there was conditions of going to work and income requirements and stuff like that. And Obama, during the Obamacare bill and some executive orders, he's the one that got rid of those provisions that increased the food stamp program 100% since he's been in office. And it should not be part of the farm bill. It's a social welfare program. If it can't stand on its own, then it shouldn't. And one more thing is, how can she? She's not representing the people of North Dakota. North Dakota's unemployment rate is like 2% or 2.5, and in some of the western states, it's zero. There is no reason on God's green earth that you can't get a job in North Dakota. So for her saying this, it's outrageous.
Well, I happen to remember during the campaign her promise to, you know, not be a partisan finger pointer. You know, that was kind of, she's going to be different. She's going to be going there. This is just taking, you know, this is just rhetoric for the team. This is just to gain brownie points with President Obama and Harry Reid is all it is. There's, you can, you know, North Dakotans get this. They get that an $80 billion program you can find you know, 5% reductions and bring some of the reforms back to the program that is, as you point out very well, John, are Clinton-esque. They go back to the welfare to work proposals. Good plan. Thanks for the call. Who's next, Steve?
Let's go to Jim in Bismarck. What's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning, guys. You know, I'm listening to your topics and you know, your thoughts on this. You know, Scott, when you make a statement that, you know, people on food stamps or welfare or any type of handout, this is where they want to be, I think that's brushing people with a really broad stroke, and it's really kind of a very narrow view. I can speak from personal experience that I've known numbers of people that have gone through these programs. Not only have they climbed out of it, but they've become really, really important people, and they give back a lot. So I agree with you. I think maybe there are always successes when we have government handouts on things like this, as you put it, but there's always going to be a few bad apples. But by and large, these programs work. There are things in place to make sure that there aren't as many abuses as there could be. And I think for you to say that people just want to get on this and stay on this and this is their life path is really a narrow view, and I think it's kind of an idiotic statement.
I want to be clear. What I said was that the program doubling in size from 2008 till 2012, and now a defense of keeping it at that level, to me means the policymakers that are screaming, no, we can't have any reductions, want people who are on the program to be there to be dependent on them. I'm not suggesting, and I hope it didn't sound like I was saying, that people on food stamps want to be there. I didn't say that at all. I'm talking about the political argument here, that it seems to me people that cannot go along with modest reforms here simply want people dependent on the programs. I'm not saying that people want to be in the programs. Does that make any sense?
It does make sense. So, Scott, using that same methodology with the Tea Party people who refuse to compromise, are you saying then that that same standard should be held to them as well? Because what I'm hearing you say is people who won't compromise, people who say it has to be this way, then these people are wrong, that they should always be able to look at compromise and moderation and what makes sense. What I've been seeing from a lot of the stuff on the Republican side, quite honestly, has been a lot of people who refuse to compromise. So you can't kind of have it both ways, and the policy should apply to both.
Appreciate the call. John Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Got a minute. About a half a minute. Quickly.
I don't quite understand why everybody's so upset that Heidi Heitkamp would think that. She's a liberal. She's a Democrat. Those two things right there automatically mean she's a liar when she goes out and campaigns.
No. You can't lump everybody like that. I know Democrats that are more conservative than Republicans right now.
No, I mean, plus, if you're a Democrat and you're liberal, you're a liar. That's what gives talk radio a bad name. We're not going to let you by with that one today, John. Sorry. Back with more about a big weekend in Bison Land next.
Steve Buchan and Scott Hennin want to know what's on your mind. Call us at 800-228-0550.
Minnesota's premier resort, Chase on the Lake, nestled on the shores of Leech Lake in the heart of downtown Walker, Minnesota. A place you can truly relax and enjoy. You'll love the condominiums. They're 2 and 3 bedrooms loaded up with all the amenities. There's beautiful classic and Lakeview hotel rooms as well. And I tell you what, this facility is just loaded. The 502 restaurant is fantastic. Patio seating to enjoy a great fall supper. Copper Dora Veda Spa. The Chase's bowling alley is a blast. Indoor heated pool and hot tub. And, of course, all kinds of activities indoors and out at Chase on the Lake. Experience Minnesota's newest and finest northern Minnesota resort for a great deal in September or October. Stay any Sunday through Thursday night. If you book one night in a 2-bedroom, 1-bath classic condo, you'll get your second night free. Buy one, get one. Just use the promo code SCOTT at ChaseOnTheLake.com or when you call Chase on the Lake. Here's the toll-free telephone number, 888-242-7306. 888-242-7306. And tell them Scott sent you.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Hold on.
What's your mind? Powered by Schwann Cadillac.com. I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Hennon. 701-258-0550. 1-800-228-0550. We're going to talk with Gene Taylor coming up in just a few minutes from NDSU. Find out the impact of ESPN being in Fargo for the Bison game. Kind of exciting time for the state of North Dakota and for Fargo. I'm broadcasting today from the grand opening weekend, Lewis and Clark Interpretive Center up here in Washburn, North Dakota. Inviting you to come out Saturday, tomorrow, from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. There's going to be music, food, the dedication ceremony, keynoted by Attorney General Wayne Stengem, is going to be at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Then a great lineup throughout the rest of the day. If you haven't been here, it's a great opportunity. Great River Energy supplying the free admission all weekend long. Sunday, same times, 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. So bring your own lawn chair. Come out and enjoy the music all afternoon. You can check it out online, fortmandan.com, or give them a call at 701-462-8535 for more information. Let's get back to the phones. One more quick phone call before we talk a little football. Let's go to Bob in Grafton. Bob, what's on your mind today?
Hi, good morning, guys. Good show this morning. Informative as always. Just, I called mainly to make a comment about the Nazi supporter guy coming to these, but I also want to comment on Heidi Heitkamp and the food stamp issue. I think she's out of her mind to make comments like that. The left and the Democrats always, you know, use shock and awe statements to, you know, the rhetoric to try to get their point across. And I was on food stamps and, you know, assistance when I first moved to North Dakota and in subsidized housing. And I can tell you firsthand experience, not from people who I know, I can tell you firsthand experience that that type of system is good, you know, but it is very difficult to get off of. If you're in subsidized housing, you qualify for it based on your income. Well, okay, everybody wants to try to move up. And the first, you increase your income a little bit, but then all of a sudden the rent you have to pay is way offset from the little bit that you just increased. So it is designed to keep people there, to keep people reliant on government. So, and really it all boils down to, honestly, it's disgusting to say, but votes. Because they keep you reliant on the government, just like a drug dealer would keep you reliant on him, okay? So, you know, and then they get votes because people aren't going to vote to cut their own throat. So it is designed to do that. And I think that the bloated government and our broken government should cut a lot of their spending because, you know, they're trying to help people with food stamps and everything, but they're broke. Our government is broke. And it also undercuts churches. It also undercuts churches and all of the good things that churches do with the food programs that they have. Now, real quick, this knucklehead that's coming here to North Dakota, somebody called and made a comment about the, should I hate my neighbor because he flies a Confederate flag? And I would say to that, that there is a big difference between somebody flying the Confederate flag and Nazism, which packaged in that is genocide, world dominance, and all the evils that come along with that. As far as I can remember, our Civil War, when it was all said and done, brought this nation together. One nation, the United States. So it brought us together. Now you got these white supremacist type groups that are doing nothing more than promoting racism. They're equality. Men are created equal. And they're directly spewing out this type of communist, Nazism, genocidal rhetoric. And it should not be tolerated in this day and age. Our country is divided enough. We don't need any more division.
Hey, Bob, some great points. Appreciate you calling. And I appreciate you also bringing up the votes thing, because a caller earlier was suggesting I was saying that people on food stamps want to be there. Boy, it's the furthest thing from my mind. But I do think politicians want people there dependent, because it does bring more votes, and that's the sad part of that cycle of dependency. But appreciate your comments very well. You said both things very well. Thanks for the call. Our guest is waiting to talk about a huge weekend for Bison Nation, NDSU Athletic Director Gene Taylor, on a weekend that would be a big Bison weekend with Delaware State coming to town, but nothing like the week that has been in anticipation of the arrival of ESPN's College Game Day. Gene, what a week for NDSU, huh?
You know, it really has been, and I'm sitting here listening and talking to you, and they've got Kirk Street Live from downtown Fargo, and they had Tom Rinaldi just a minute ago talking about us. So the coverage is a lot more than just about tomorrow, but it's been phenomenal, Scott. It really has.
And, you know, the preparation is just phenomenal, but, I mean, I want to talk a little bit about the location, because early in the week it was announced that it would be downtown, and you had Bison Nation fans just storm social media. Has that storm subsided a little bit now that folks are seeing this all play out?
Oh, clearly. I think they got drowned out. I think it was a few. We have, you know, great news about Bison football fans and Bison fans in general. They're passionate, and they care a great deal, and they are not afraid to share their opinion. So I think there were a group of fans that were thinking it was going to be in the Fargo Dome right in the middle of the Tailgate lot, and they were all going to be able to sit there and be a part of it, which is, you know, if you look at Bison, you know, the game day, ESPN game day over the last few years, they've gone to different places. So I think now it's downtown, and they've seen it set up. The excitement is at a high level, and we're accommodating everybody who wants to get from the Fargo Dome down to the, you know, down to the downtown Fargo area, watch game day. And so, yeah, it's definitely subsided, and there's a lot more excitement about them being here and understanding the impact of the fact that they're here as opposed to where they're located.
You want to talk a little Bison football and talk to Gene Taylor, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Gene, a lot was made to do about the busing. I think that was a big concern of people that get set up for tailgating and then trying to head downtown to go be part of the game day. What have you done to alleviate that? You mentioned some of the busing. You're going to be opening up the tailgating lot a little bit early. What are some of the things the university has done to accommodate the people that would like to do both?
Yeah, we actually open tailgating 7 o'clock for the reserve tailgating folks, 7:30 for the general admission. We're running 18 buses. There'll be a location outside the Bison Sports Arena on University and 17th, and for people with tickets to the game. And then there'll be a location at T-Lot on campus for tickets with people without tickets to the game. Those buses will run a loop between the university and the downtown business campus, Berry Hall. They'll offload there, walk down to Bison game day, and they'll just continue to run from 5:30 in the morning till 2:30 in the afternoon. And where you picked up doesn't really matter, because they'll drop you off wherever you want to be dropped off, either back at the Fargo Dome or back at T-Lot. So we think with 18 buses, we'll be able to move quite a few people whenever they want to move. So people wanting to come downtown for a while and watch an hour of the game day and then go back to their tailgating, they can do that. If they want to be downtown for all 3 hours, they'll be able to eventually catch a bus and, you know, get back to the Fargo Dome. And, you know, it's funny, it's going to be a nice day, but at least the weather reports look nice. And even if they have to walk, it'll be, you know, it's not even that far to get down from Fargo downtown to back to the Fargo Dome. So, but we want to make it as easy as possible for everybody, and I think we've got a pretty good plan in place to accommodate that.
You know, Gene, we talked after the Kansas State game, and one of the things you said was an added bonus of that win was the fact that, they had a guest on ESPN Game Day that was a K-State grad, so he was out there with his jersey on, and that prompted a discussion about that win on College Game Day. But now you've gone to a whole new level where you're actually hosting ESPN College Game Day. And I would imagine with recruiting and the overall impacts of the program, it's hard to quantify what this kind of exposure is doing. But what's your top three of the impacts from actually hosting for only the fourth time ever a non-major college campus ESPN College Game Day?
Well, I think the biggest thing will be the stories about North Dakota State as an institution. There's going to be a lot of, you know, stuff covering North Dakota State. I think just the, you know, some of the misperceptions about Fargo and the state of North Dakota, I think some of that will be cleared up. Certainly their reception so far has been phenomenal, at least from the reports I've received. And then clearly, you know, the impact that it's going to have as they talk about Bison football and the recruiting advantages that gives when you're in a national audience where recruits, and not only for football, but a lot of our other sports coaches have said, hey, look, a recruit that I hadn't even, you know, had much, getting much interest in now wants to come visit. So I think it goes beyond football. All of our sports benefit from it. But I think just the exposure to the community, the region, and the state will be beneficial in a lot of ways, at least for those fans, that, and there's millions of them that watch college game day. I think there will be a different perception of what it's like to be in North Dakota and Fargo in particular.
You know, you're bringing up a great point on the recruiting side of that. A lot of the ancillary things that are going to come along with this, from the recruiting side to the national exposure, always great for North Dakota and great for NDSU. Chuck Klosterman just recently had a little piece talking about NDSU moving up to FBF divisions. Is that feasible? Is that something that's been talked about? Or what's the timeline? Because previously when you were Division II, those discussions were a long time coming. Have there ever been discussions about moving up to that next level?
You know, not formally. Clearly, what's happened with a lot of us at the FCS level is what's happening at the national level with the BCS schools. There's been some discussion with the Big Five conferences that they want to pull away and create their own football and their own governance, et cetera, et cetera. And if that continues to get serious, then, you know, I know us at North Dakota State and Missouri Valley in particular, you know, we don't want to be at a third level of football, clearly. We want to always be at the top level that we can be. And if that means having to move up to be, you know, just below the BCS guys, then that's what we'll end up probably considering. But right now, we're just really monitoring those conversations and, you know, listen to them. And I know our conference commissioner, as well as a lot of conference commissioners, are doing the same thing to determine where's the best level. But institutionally, we're very committed to FCS. But if things start to change, then we would certainly want to always be at the highest level we can afford to be at. And if that's at the FBS level, then we'd certainly not be opposed to looking at it.
If folks have not seen downtown Fargo, have been part of this, it's a pretty massive undertaking. This whole this effort. I mean, the semi trucks and the sets and the whole setup. What advice would you have for folks this weekend? They can do both, right? You mentioned earlier the logistics of the buses and whatnot, but I mean, pretty neat opportunity to have ESPN, you know, in the state of North Dakota in Fargo on game day. What advice would you have for Bison fans that are coming in from all over to take in a little bit of everything, Gene?
You know, clearly enjoy it. And today would be a great day to get down there. The crowd's not quite as big. They've already, like I said, done a couple of live shots. They're going to do some live shots this afternoon, really to get a sense of and get a little closer to the stage. Tomorrow the crowd's going to be clearly much bigger. They're expecting 10 to 12,000. Be patient. A lot of traffic. You know, if you can't park right next to downtown, go ahead and get out and walk. And enjoy the festivities. It's a once-in-a-lifetime deal. I don't anticipate game day will be coming back to Fargo anytime soon. And it's something that if you're a sports fan, even for a guy like me that's been around this business, I'm excited about it, and I want to get down and kind of just watch it happen because it's quite the operation. The ESPN people have been wonderful to work with.
8 to 11 a.m. is the live broadcast. And don't forget the game. Can't forget the game. Delaware State, 2:30 at the Fargo Dome. Thanks, Gene. Appreciate the time very much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Gene Taylor, NDSU Athletic Director, our guest on What's On Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
There's a lot of big equipment all throughout the Bakken that costs a lot of money. Big rigs that are expensive. And you know what? My friends at Legacy Steel Buildings would like to help you protect those assets. The closer you look at Legacy Steel, the better they look, because they're the industry leader in providing superior quality service and durability at the most competitive prices. If you think that's just talk, call them for a free price quote, and you'll find out why thousands of folks, when they need everything from a trucking warehouse to a garage workshop, airplane hangar, a church, warehouse, horse barn, arenas, anything, any kind of building, place of worship, classroom building, police station, they call Legacy Steel Buildings when they ask for Bach and Bruce. Tell them Scott sent you. And when you do, congratulate them for being the North Dakota Exporter of the Year. The North Dakota Exporter of the Year, because they're doing business in 100 countries around the world, and they're doing it well from the great state of North Dakota.
Bach and Bruce. 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you. Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony's on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed a process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies and, of course, local shuttle service, too, so it's a great way to go. South of the Senex, or look for the signs off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
What if it happened? The lights go out and the power doesn't come back. Could you provide your family with the basic necessities of life? We can teach you how at the Sustainable Preparedness Expo. Sunday, September 29th at the Evergreen State Fairgrounds in Monroe, Washington. Learn about growing all your own food, herbal medicine, emergency medical and dental techniques, water well hand pumps, seed saving, emergency radio communication for beginners, and other life-saving information to provide you with the knowledge to survive in the direst of situations. There's a wide variety of vendors offering the latest preparedness products and services. Plus, visit the Youngevity booth. The Sustainable Preparedness Expo is an event the entire family will enjoy. For tickets and registration info, go to sustainablepreparedness.com. Enter promo code GCN to save $3 on tickets. Don't wait to be a victim. Plan ahead with the Sustainable Preparedness Expo, Sunday, September 29th at the Evergreen State Fairgrounds in Greater Seattle.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Something happening here.
What's in your mind? Powered by SchwannCadillac.com. I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Hennen. 701-258-0550. 1-800-228-0550. Normal or nuts Friday? Is it normal or nuts if you don't make it to Washburn this weekend for the grand opening weekend of Lewis and Clark Interpretive Center? I call that nuts, Scott.
Well, if you're a Bison fan, it's probably normal because you're going to be hanging out with ESPN game day. But
I'll cut them a little slack.
You know, there is some competition, but certainly it's nuts if you don't get there at some point and start planning it. We're going to talk to David Borlaug more about what's happening there in just a moment. Let's get these calls in. They've been waiting for a while. Bismarck and Buxton get the last say of the day here. And we'll start in Bismarck with Jake. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I just more or less have a question and a comment. There's been numerous times where I've been grocery shopping and I see a young person with a iPhone 5, $400 or $500 cell phone, a wad of 20s in their wallet, paying for groceries with food stamps. What are we doing as a government to regulate the people that are abusing it? I'm not saying take it away from people that absolutely need it, but how do we regulate the people that are abusing these systems we have in place?
Great question that ought to be asked of Senator Heitkamp, Harry Reid, President Obama, and everyone else that is trying to use this as a political, you know, blunt instrument that says out of a program that's doubled in size in 4 years, we can't afford 5% in cuts. And if they think that across government, we're in deep doo-doo. Jake, couldn't agree with you anymore. One more call.
Let's get to Brad and Buxton. Brad, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Steve, Scott, the last caller there kind of stole my thunder. I was in a gas station the other day and paying for my gas so I could go to my job and work and make my living. And a young lady comes up to the counter with four bottles of the big, the 1 liter bottles of Pepsi or whatever and a couple of energy drinks and pulls out her EBT card and pays for it with that at $12 or $15. According to Heidi Heitkamp, she just wasted an entire week's worth of meal. I mean, that's the thing that I think that the average American is frustrated with. They see this all the time. It's not, they say, oh, that's an isolated case, but it's not. I see it on a regular basis. I stop at a truck stop and fill up with gas or whatever, and I see people buying candy bars and junk food, but because it's not technically a candy bar or whatever, you know, it's some sort of Little Debbie snack or something like that, they can pay for it with their EBT card. And, you know, I get tired of, you know, working my tail off 12 hours a day so somebody else can buy soda while I have to skip out on that kind of stuff and miss out on those treats because I can't afford it.
Brad, you're not alone in that frustration. Appreciate your call. We'll continue to dig into this next week in the program. I'm also going to follow up on the Kirkwood Mall situation with the new policy on concealed carry. So appreciate all the calls today very much. By the way, just one little bit of breaking news here. The House, while the show has been airing today, did pass a bill, 230-189, to keep the government running until December 15th while defunding Obamacare. The bill now goes to the Senate. Obviously, the Democratic majority will amend it. Just so you know, there will be a showdown over a government shutdown early in October if Republicans and Democrats can't find consensus here on that issue. According to news reports today, a lot of our listeners wanted a fight on defunding Obamacare as part of the government funding. It's happened. It's passed. So that is, I want to let you know more on that next week as well. Steve?
Let's go to David Borlaug. He's the director of for the grand opening, the Lewis and Clark Interpretive Center here. Expansion, 9,000 square feet. Why was that needed? What started all this ball rolling?
Well, about two-thirds of the expansion is the Wayne and Bernice Straub Event Center. And, you know, Steve, we do a lot of events. We do a lot of events in Bismarck and Fargo and places. You go where the people are, you go where you have room. We needed more room. We wanted to be able to do more things right here, whether they're scholarly presentations or a coal or oil company wants to come and put on a board meeting or have a little wedding reception. It's something that we can do for the community to have a beautiful, you were back there this morning. It's a gorgeous
The view
space.
Off that deck is amazing.
A view with a sweeping, or a deck with a sweeping view of the Missouri River. It's very unique. It's something that we think is needed in this area. I've had folks say, you know, you're going to have a hard time getting that kind of a view of the Missouri River anywhere in Bismarck.
I couldn't see a better venue for a wedding.
It's perfect. Not a big wedding, but you know, with the banquet seating, seats about 120 people. So that's something that Nicolet, that you had on air earlier, will be really, really busy because we're hoping to rent out these facilities. It's also part of our future sustainability.
I was going to say a shout out to all the, you know, the different business groups in the state that have little mini retreats themselves or gatherings or meetings or whatever, the 175 seats. You know, get out of the hustle and bustle, and it's a great place to have a company meeting, isn't it, David?
It is, and we're perfectly located at the crossroads of Highway 83, north-south. Highway 200 takes you across the Missouri River or up north to Grand Forks. People love it here because you don't have the distractions of a shopping mall across from the hotel where you're staying. And when you're done, you're on the highway headed home, so we're a great location.
Run us through the events for tomorrow and for Sunday. A great lineup, and of course, free admission sponsored all weekend long by Great River Energy.
It's a full slate of activities. We start with 10 o'clock, the grand dedication. Attorney General Wayne Stengel will be speaking, along with other luminaries will be here as well. And then from noon to 5, both days, at Fort Mandan, live music, Chuck Suki Saturday afternoon, Cottonwood Sunday afternoon. Other acts before them, Matt Shannondor, Dr. Beverly Everett from the Bismarck Mandan Symphony Orchestra, along with Tanya Mertz, her oboe player, are going to do a little duo thing. So music, barbecue, food truck, and then free admission. Come on through. Spend a little time at the Interpretive Center, and it's all at fortmandan.com.
Or you can give them a call at 701-462-8535. And as Steve mentioned, free admission sponsored by Great River Energy. We kind of like free, don't we, Steve?
I love free. Free is good. We don't need
Lewis and Clark Interpretive Center, Washburn, North Dakota, this weekend, folks. Be there, take it in, and Thanks for listening. We'll see you again Monday. For Steve Bockett, I'm Scott Hinnon. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.